Welcome to The Revealing. I'm your host, Siobhan Ayala, and we are on with Tyler and Aaron from Journey to Truth podcast. They are, if you haven't heard of them, or if you're not familiar with their podcast, they are I feel they're very courageous in what they share, and the people that they have on their program are very courageous as well. I think that they're doing a great service to humanity in general, and I know some of the information, if you haven't heard it before, is going to be maybe a little interesting and maybe even a little offensive to you, but I hope you stick with us through the entire program. And to give you a little bit of an idea where they're coming from, we're going to share a clip about their conference from last year.
He said, listen, give me 2 years. You'll never want to come back. The adventure of a lifetime, and nobody will know you're gone.
You get deployed at 17 and a half. And now I was deployed from the New York Athletic Club. And we got actually deployed right out of the locker room from, you're beamed up to the ship and then the ship takes off and you're gone for 20 years.
That's a very hard pill to swallow, but that's exactly how I experienced it. I was taken at 10 years old. I was taken and I was worked through several black programs. I was privately owned in the beginning. I did six or seven years on Earth.
That's when all the stuff for the programs began for me. Specifically, the tracking that they had been doing since I was a kid, it followed me all the way through the military. And at that point, when I got to Diego Garcia, that's where I was taken off planet.
Kind of like opened that floodgate for me. And then all of these recalls started coming in and I was just like, oh my gosh. And the way I was describing it, she's like, I've never had this with a client, but you're describing a parallel life right now.
It's a combination of human and other species. I was able to remember the name on their uniform. It's USS R Corp. That was putting me through some kind of recruitment tests from age 3 until 12. And 12 is when I was potentially, well, taken.
He said, and with your scores, I guarantee you'll make commander and you'll make pilot. And I said, pilot of what? And he said, a 4 kilometer long starship. He told me what was gonna happen. He says, you volunteer for the program, we'll put you in, you'll do 20 years, we'll send you back in time 20 years, age regress you 20 years, wipe your memory, and you'll just wake up in bed like nothing happened.
It's almost beyond words, it's beyond comprehension of how this could happen. Whoever's masterminding this, you know, the Air Force, you know, working with extraterrestrials, working with a lot of pretty wild technology, which I'll also get into. It's really beyond fathomable. It's beyond fathomable.
And their conference this year is May 22nd to the 25th. And that'll be in Grafton, Illinois. And you can find more information on that on journeytotruthcon.com. So with that, I'd like to turn over to them. Jeff, would you mind queuing up asset number 3 real quick? I just want to let the audience know a little bit too about where you guys share a lot of wisdom and discernment, and during this time of awakening, I think it's really important to listen to people who know how to look through information and can listen to multiple sources and have discernment on those things. So I kind of want the audience to get to know you a little bit in that way real quick too.
Piece of the puzzle.
Everybody has a piece of the puzzle. Exactly.
It doesn't matter who they are, even if you think somebody's compromised or if they're an infiltrator or whatever, either way, they provide a piece of the puzzle. If anything, they're a catalyst for our growth at the very least. There's lessons to be learned in every situation, no matter what. No matter what it is, you know, your darkest moments, if you feel like you've been duped or let down, let that be a lesson for you. Let it teach you. Don't fall for it again. And then we see these same cycles happen over and over. And it's the universe testing us. Are we going to fall for this again? You know, we fell for it with this influencer. We're going to fall for it with this person.
Right.
You know, and you're going to constantly be tested and you're going to constantly be let down until you step into your own sovereignty. Figure out, you know, who you are. And
so if you all wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about how you started the podcast and maybe some key lessons that you have learned and maybe some of the biggest revelations that you've had through that journey.
Sure. First of all, thank you for sharing those clips. That was great to see those again. The conference last year was really fun. As far as the podcast, you know, we met at a conference actually. And in Colorado in 2018, found out we both lived in the same hometown in St. Louis. And a few weeks later, however long it was, we ended up meeting up for lunch. And a
couple months later.
Yeah. And the idea was there. Aaron had the idea for the podcast. I was like, sure. We both knew we wanted to do something. We weren't sure what. We really had zero expectations. We just kind of jumped in head first. No experience. And the universe took the wheel. Like, we didn't plan on any of this, especially not like hosting conferences. And even, you know, we're not the largest channel, but even the following that we have, like, we're just so grateful. We weren't expecting it. And it's been just as much of a journey for us as it has been for the audience. And we're grateful for all of it. You can add to that if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, like Tyler said, we met at a conference, realized we both lived in St. Louis. We started hanging out, had the idea. We both wanted to do something, didn't really know what. And I had the idea for the podcast, and we just kind of jumped in. No idea what we were doing, just doing it for fun and to have an outlet to kind of like get our thoughts out there, and also to have on people that we really respected and loved their information. And we had met different people at conferences, and we just messaged them all, and they all ended up coming on. And we just decided to do it once a week and be consistent. And we've really stuck with that ever since. And it's just kind of snowballed. And we're so grateful to have this platform and be able to do this. And now we're doing our own conferences, which is amazing. Like, I never dreamed that we'd be doing this, and it's phenomenal. And I'm so grateful to be able to do it.
That's awesome. You guys have been a big part of my awakening journey. I started off a little bit bumpy and had some, I guess, disinformation at the beginning, kind of like the clip we just showed, and was a little disillusioned from some things. And then hearing you guys, I feel like you guys have an integrity that is really easy to, for me anyway, discern. And it was really helpful for me to listen to the guests that you have, the information, and especially your commentary and your questions. I really appreciated that. So with that, I'd also like to play one more clip that's asset for Jeff, if you want to cue that up. I like how you encourage people to kind of step into their own power and to kind of take control, or I guess authority maybe, over their own lives. And I just want everybody to kind of keep that in mind as we're looking at this next clip, because after this, we're also going to be going into some information that may make some people uncomfortable.
People are constantly trying to predict the future, but like, nothing's happening. And the way you explained it, the fixed points in time don't really work anymore because everything's constantly changing.
Linear time is an illusion, like you said. So it doesn't make any sense to think there's something set in stone in the future, because the future is just now moments that are constantly, it's different now moments keep changing, you know, but it's always the now. It's never not the now. And that's where things happen. So you can't, the future really doesn't exist. You can't predict. And that's why, you know, even technologies like Looking Glass, it would constantly be changing because it's based on the current now moment trajectory of where things are at. But that's always changing based on what happens in your decisions and everything else.
Yeah.
So yeah, the most important thing is to, like, we are the ones creating the reality. You know, that's really what's happening here. So,
How has the show and who you've interviewed impacted the way that you all think about time and like the trajectory of the future in general, but like also one's own life?
Well, you know, it's really interesting watching those clips back, because it's interesting to hear yourself on the other end sometimes. But I think that, you know, Aaron made a great point there, and we learn a lot from our guests. Like, what I thought was true when we started the podcast is not the case now. You know, I had grasped on to certain beliefs and ideas that I was certain about. And then, like you said, you get so far along the path, and then you're let down and you find out, you know, things aren't exactly what you thought they were. And that might even not have anything to do with disclosure, but even people in your life. And you constantly have to be able to have the humility to self-correct and course correct and, you know, adjust and navigate that path, because it's not meant to be easy. And I just think like this has been an incredible journey, like learning from our guest about like especially time. That's the huge thing, understanding that time doesn't exist, just like Aaron explained. I think that's the most important thing, because it actually helps you get through life a lot easier when you realize like it's all happening at once. And it kind of takes the stress level off, in my opinion. You want to add to that?
Yeah. Like Tyler said, when we started, I definitely had some ideas and beliefs that changed based on new information. And, when you have this platform, like we're constantly, it's amazing because we're constantly taking in so much information and learning so much from other people. And it really helps with your growth and spiritually, and as a human being. And time is definitely an interesting thing, because we're kind of like taught and grow up with this concept of time. And you know, the day to day, we're always talking about the past and talking about the future and talking about it as if it's this set in stone thing. But it's really, when you dive into it and really look into it, it's like an illusion. It's not even a tangible thing. It's just, it's all kind of in our minds. And because if you think about it, all that exists is the now, is the present moment, the zero point, whatever you want to call it. And everything else is just kind of like a mental construct. So that really helps with, when you think about timelines and think about how, well, of course there would be infinite timelines, because if time doesn't exist, there's infinite possibilities, infinite, the universe is infinite, you know? So based on those infinite possibilities, there's going to be a separate timeline for each single one. And that's constantly happening. And I know like different people talk about this. Dolores Cannon talked about this, where she said she would get in her sessions, they would say, you know, every nanosecond, it's splitting off into a different timeline, because that's just how it works. But you're not supposed to be aware of all those, because you wouldn't be able to function. So like, but that's the reality. So there's infinite probabilities, infinite timelines. And that's why it's so important to just focus on yourself and to try to make the best possible choices and be the best possible version of yourself. And then you will naturally move into a, what you could call a positive timeline, rather than if you let yourself be in this lower vibration, you're going to naturally be in that lower reality.
You subconsciously choose a lower timeline, right, without even realizing it. And then, you know, we have to consider parallel universes, parallel dimensions, which have been proven by science, believe it or not. There was a study in Antarctica in 2019 where they literally proved a parallel universe where time goes in reverse. I don't know exactly what that means and how they were, what kind of tests they were doing. But if that's leaking out through like science journals, you know that they're onto something. They know something far beyond what we even comprehend. And like, it's not just timelines, but there's other realities out there that we're tapping into, and there's bleed through happening. Right. And that's kind of
dimensions.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And that's kind of how these secret space programs operate as well. I think that we really can't wrap our heads around what's actually going on here. I don't know if we have the capacity, the mental capacity for that as a 3D human. I think the concepts we can kind of grasp, but really ultimately, I think we're not supposed to know, because it's a never ending journey. And I don't know if we'll ever know until we finally like reunite with Source.
Nice. Yeah, thank you for that. That just kind of brought to mind too something that I heard you all talking about in your recent Q&A. You mentioned declassified CIA documents, admitting or stating that we're in a simulation. Can you talk a little bit about that? I just kind of went on a tangent from what you all were saying.
Yeah. Do you know, I don't know much about those documents, but I know that there are CIA documents that literally lay out, like, prove that we are living in a simulation / holographic universe. Now, I don't know how they came to those conclusions, and you might know more about those documents than I do. Do you?
Probably not about as much as you, but
unfortunately, that's one of those things I haven't looked into enough to really memorize it, but I do know that if you were to go searching for those documents, you would find something along those lines. And they even talk about, like, there's even like a cheat code. Like, let's just pretend like this is like a video game. If we're going to look at it as like a simulation, there's like even cheat codes that like only the master, the ruler, the creator has. And they give you like these numbers, this series of numbers that if you say out loud, it's like one of them reduces the pain in your body, and it affects your pain receptors. So if you have a specific pain in a certain area, you think about that area, you look at that area, you touch it, you say 55515. And you repeat that over and over and over. And it's like supposed to do something to the coding within the simulation that actually reduces the pain. And we have to really, like you said, time is an illusion, but is everything really ultimately an illusion? Like, this is almost one big game. I don't know.
In the third dimension, I will say, because the higher dimensions, supposedly time doesn't exist. It's only a 3D construct, basically. Right.
And yeah. I'm only explaining this from my current understanding of things. I really don't have any clue on how this works. I'm just trying to make sense of it for myself.
Yeah. Thank you for that. If you wouldn't mind touching a little bit on how you understand dimensions, and also, and then maybe we can move from the abstract to a little bit more concrete, talk about what you understand the secret space programs to be and how they are functioning, particularly in the United States, but globally.
Sure. Do you want to take it off for the dimensions or not? No,
you can go ahead.
This is interesting because people, like, there's always this confusion between densities and dimension. And yeah. I think densities has more to do with a frequency or a vibration that the being is resonating at or vibrating at. So the higher you're vibrating, the higher frequency you are, the higher density you are. And I think dimension is something different. I don't exactly know how it works. It's a reality just outside of our reality. I've heard it explained before, and I can't think of it right now, but there are people that can explain it a lot better than I can. But I think it's like an overlay. Like, all these timelines, all these simulations are playing out simultaneously, and there's ways to jump between dimensions and lifetimes, and that's where we get this bleed through. But you can add to that.
Yeah, it gets down, like, a lot of it's semantics. Like, I think most people, when they use the term dimension, they're actually talking about density, if you want to define density as that, or some people define dimensions as that, and it's semantics. So, like, what you were saying for dimension sounds like parallel realities or parallel timelines, maybe.
Which is kind of how I see a dimension.
Yeah, I know. It gets confusing when it's like, well, what, you know, whatever it is, there are definitely higher realities, if you want to call that dimensions or densities, whatever term you want to use, that beings exist on these different levels of that, because it's all frequency and vibration. And actually, that's how, you know, you see these crafts in the sky and that appear and disappear. Well, they're not really appearing and disappearing. They're phasing into our vibration or our density or whatever you want to call it. And then they have the ability to do that and to phase back into another one, to a higher one. So it looks from our perspective as if they're appearing and disappearing, but really that's all that's happening, because we can only perceive with our eyes one, you know, the vibration that we're at.
Right.
And there's even cloaking tech that's how it works, where they slightly phase out of our vibration just a hair. So they disappear. You know, that's literally how that technology works.
Yeah. And like, I know I did a terrible job of explaining dimensions, but you have to think about it as if you add frequency to the equation, like the second dimension, third dimension, like 2D, I imagine like a video game, a side-scrolling video game. And then third dimension, you can obviously, when technology, video game shifted from 2D to 3D. So if you want to use that as a visual, it's like that lens has been broadened, that spectrum has been broadened, so you see more. And I guess the fourth dimension would be like the astral plane. A lot of people call the fourth dimension the astral plane. And that's even more all encompassing, like the things that we can't see, but we know exist. And then the fifth dimension, I guess, is what we're moving into. And it just, I think that lens keeps broadening and the spectrum becomes wider, and what we see and hear, and like the senses are I think you develop more senses as you rise up into different dimensions.
Mm-hmm. You naturally become telepathic and telempathic, and you can
all know. The clairs, clairaudient, yeah. clairvoyant.
So it's yeah. kind of like 3D. It's like we have this more illusion of separation, that it's just an illusion. But once you move up, that illusion gets less and less, because we all are one, we all are connected, but it seems like we're disconnected and stuff on this level. But that's why the more you do the inner work or you work on that, you can become telepathic. You can start feeling and sensing more than just the five senses. But that's why we're so heavily programmed to be locked into our five senses in the matrix control system we live in, because that's how they can control us so easily, to keep us locked into those five senses.
Right. I think we would detect that we were all one and we were all connected if we weren't like programmed right mm-hmm. out of the gate. Like they hijack your individuality and they immediately put you in this hive mind system. So we're all thinking the same, like robots. And even though we're connected in that way, like the true connection is being like suppressed, I guess. Yeah. So they're manipulating that. I think even in the third dimension, we could experience that true connection if we weren't being manipulated. I really do. Because of like ancient cultures and, mm-hmm. and even tribes, like in the Amazon, I really feel like before like white man comes and hands them a Bible and introduces them to sugar, I think that they're experiencing like that true connection.
You naturally, yeah. It's like yeah. that would have been our natural progression, but we get so much heavy programming from day one of our lives that we get programmed into this false matrix that keeps us down, keeps us locked into the five senses, which is what like David Icke's always talking about. Like mm-hmm. they're keeping you locked into the five sense reality. That's what they want, you know? And when, if you can like look at everything from that perspective, it's obvious. It's like, oh yeah, everything's designed to keep us, program us with beliefs. So like, I'm just this little me that, what can I do? You know, five senses, all there is, nothing else exists. You know, it's to keep us locked into this tiny, like,
and
tunnel vision reality that we, and keep us believing we're powerless. And that's the biggest thing, because we are very powerful beings and they don't want us realizing that, because the second we do, can't be controlled anymore.
Right.
The whole thing crumbles.
And like Max Spears says, these elites, they're addicted to the third dimension because mm-hmm. of what he calls the pleasures of the flesh. There are things you could do in the third dimension, mostly sexual pleasures, unfortunately, that can't be experienced apparently in other dimensions. So the elites constantly create a reality that perpetuates that third dimension because they're addicted to it. That's all they know. And they don't want to leave that because mm-hmm. they're creating technologies that, you know, life extension technologies, and they want to live as long as possible. So they never actually have to transition and face their karma.
You just said, I was going to say, they don't want to face their karma.
Right. So they create also. This, you know, they have these technologies, they keep it all to themselves. They have all the cheat codes to the simulation. They don't let, it's like this master slave reality. They're the masters, we're the slaves, obviously, but they are addicted to that third dimension. And that's all they know. That's why even right now, as we're shifting, like we just see this literal insanity, the deep state, the cabal, just repeating the same thing over and over. Like we've seen the same false flags, the same agendas, the same tactics they've been using since the 40s and 50s and 60s. They're still doing it because they know that's the only thing they can do to save their, what they know as reality. Mm-hmm. As soon as, you know, we break free from that and they can no longer live forever and their adrenochrome ring, you know, gets broken mm-hmm. down or whatever, they have to face themselves and they don't want to do that. They're scared to death actually of that. So yep. they have to do this in their minds. They don't know any other way.
Right. And I also say too, like karma is like just another word for balance, or for the more religious folks out there, like judgment. And I would definitely want to touch on more of this after the break. But I do think that's fascinating too, with the dimensions and especially the way you guys share it. It's almost like parallel and stacking, right? With like, with the astral, it's kind of like stacking, and then the parallel with the different timelines. But looking forward to hearing more from you after this break.
The world is about to shift. Banks are going cashless globally with the emergence of central bank digital currency, which will bring with it programmable money and the ability to turn on or off your purchasing power based on your digital social profile. It's like the equivalent of spyware in your bank account. You need to get out of the system with the world's safest and most private assets, silver and gold. Call Kirk Elliott, PhD, 720-605-3900.
We wanted to create a premium way for our viewers to be able to connect with the influence of our movement. So we came up with AMP Insider.
Get content, information, and special behind-the-scenes coverage that you can't find anywhere else. Only with a subscription to AMP Insider. And interact weekly with key leaders of the movement with Ask the Expert. Join us this Thursday at 8 p.m. and interact live with James Grundvig. Get the first month for $1 by using the promo code AMP888. Go to ampnews.us now to sign up.
Welcome to a new era of connecting patriots. AMP Insider.
Welcome back to The Revealing. I'm your host, Siobhan Ayala, and we are on with Tyler and Aaron from Journey to Truth podcast. And with that, I'll turn back over to Tyler, who was talking about basically how the elites and the cabal don't really know anything else, and they're really clinging to their way of life and what they know as I guess, the best in life. If you could talk a little bit more about that. And from my understanding, they're born into the system, right? So they really don't know anything else.
Right.
Exactly.
They're groomed from, programmed just like we are. It's all mind control and grooming from day one, except they're groomed into these families. Just like elite bloodline. First of all, that's another topic, but they don't even look at themselves as humans. Like, they think they're above us because of their bloodline. And apparently it's a higher, so we have mammalian and reptilian DNA. Well, they have a higher percentage of reptilian DNA, but allegedly there's something within that strand that allows them to have heightened psychic abilities and tap into things that we can't do as easily. I think we can, but it's being suppressed. And that's why there's all this genetic modification and manipulation. We can get into that. But they only know, like I said earlier, they only know the third dimension. So even though they know the game is up, the jig is up, and they can't win, they're still going to continue to live that way based on their programming. They don't know any other way. Like, the awakening for them, I don't think they understand that there is like life beyond this because of their grooming, their programming.
Well, the ones at the top of the pyramid do, because they're the ones being directly controlled by, you could say, ETs above them that, mostly operate, I think, in the fourth dimension, it seems like. But that gets farther down the rabbit hole.
So, the ones that, you're right, though. The ones at the top, no.
Like the Draco and stuff.
But yeah. I mean, like, certain, like...
The ones at the top of the pyramid, no. But then it's all compartmentalized. Everything in the matrix structure is a pyramid, and it's compartmentalized. So how it works, essentially, is the top of the pyramid... The farther up the pyramid you go, the more they know about the system, and the more they know about just kind of, like, not all of reality, but like kind of how things are, at least as far as this planet goes. And they're all controlling the layers below. So the farther down you go, the less they know, and the more compartmentalized it is, and the more control, more they're controlled. And then we're way down here at the very bottom base layer, but we're the ones holding up the entire pyramid. So that's why we have to be the most controlled, the most suppressed, because if we wake up, the whole thing crumbles. The whole thing goes away, and they were the ones that are being fed off of. So it's this giant, it's kind of like a giant energy farm that they've created to feed off of us.
Right.
So in order to keep that going, they have to heavily, heavily program, heavily suppress us, and create all these energy siphoning kind of things that keep us in these loops, keep us feeding the ultimately it's entities. If you want to call them demons, if you want to call them negative ETs, whatever you want to call them, it's like, you could say, regressive entities that are feeding off of this system. And they're the ones really at the top. But then you have the Earth cabal that's being controlled by them. And that goes back to,
and they're
thousands
the one,
of years.
Right. Well. And the Earth cabal is the one who don't know any different.
Like, right.
That's,
right.
And they, everyone has somebody above them. So, like, getting to the top, like, I don't even know if we will be able to do that. But you're right. It's louche farming. It's constant fear extraction that keep us in a state of fear. So we remain obedient slaves to the system at all times. And they, you know, never question authority. We, you know, we talk about this all the time, but that's how they maintain the control. And that's what they're so scared of right now. And that's why they're like going all in. Everything looks so dark because they see that it's starting to crumble. So they're throwing everything they have at us.
They're terrified right now. Yeah.
They're and freaking out. It's going to get shaky. It's going to look rocky for a while. It's going to be rocky for a while, I think. And it's going to be a slow transition because it's a war. You know, there's pushback now that they've never experienced before. Mm-hmm. So they have to, like, if they had a 10-year plan, it's now a 2-year plan. They have to, you know, make all this happen right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And it's really true too, because they used all this trauma too to control people and to, not just the general population, but in a more specific way, right? When they use people in these programs and even with the elites themselves, like all of this trauma. And what you were saying too about the louche farming and the farming of energy kind of makes me think too, right? There's disclosure and everything, including even in the Bible. And that just makes me think back to you know, Satan and the abundance of his trading. Like, this has been going on forever and it's not anything new, but it is pretty amazing that we get to be here at a time that this is coming to an end, but like a messy end. And yeah, I think it's going to get a little bit crazier before it gets better, but we're definitely, I feel like, on our way out of it. But can you touch a little bit more on some of your guests and your understanding of the secret space programs and also how the satanic ritual abuse kind of ties into that?
First of all, everything ties in together. Like,
yeah,
everything. And even everything two topics that seem completely irrelevant, that don't have anything to do with each other, at the top, everything's connected. So the satanic ritual abuse, that has everything to do with the secret space program, even though it doesn't sound like it would, because if you're learning about space and UFOs and you're on this, you know, down this rabbit hole, trying to learn about aliens, and then all of a sudden you're researching, you know, SRA, satanic ritual abuse, well, that's done to create altars. So they're mind fracturing people at a young age it's trauma-based mind control through trauma. Sexual trauma is the easiest way, unfortunately, and it's more effective the younger you are to create those altars and to fracture your mind and to split that psyche and create, make copies, split your soul, soul splitting technology essentially, or make blueprints and copies of your consciousness that then get used in, I guess, clone bodies or even bodies in other dimensions. I don't know how that works, but there's multiple versions of yourself that they now use in these clandestine programs that we're not supposed to know about. So that's how that connects. Like, that satanic aspect is crucial for them to pull this, for them to maintain their secrecy.
Yeah. And MK Ultra ties into that. And
yeah.
All these. Yeah.
Right. It's a mind control game. So then when you hear about these people who were abducted and taken for 20 years and brought back, and you know, they don't remember it, but they slowly start getting their memories back, that there's obviously, there's multiple different factions out there, companies or corporations, organizations, whatever word you want to use. They all have their own programs, and each one of them has a different modality on how they're abducting people. So it doesn't look the same across the board, but you know, there are different ways. And one of them is literally, like abducting your consciousness or splitting your consciousness and putting it into a clone body and using that clone to carry out operations in space for an allotted amount of time. It doesn't have to be 20 years. And then that clone retires, your consciousness is put back into your body. There's also age regression technology where your physical body is taken. You're actually abducted. You serve 20 years, 10 years, whatever it is. And they have age regression technology, which you can find even information about that, even on Google nowadays. Like, age regression is entirely possible. They age regress these people and put them back into their starting
time from where they took them.
Right.
As well,
so. In time. Yeah. It's not even just age regress. It's like time.
They can time travel very easily.
Time travel was developed a long time ago. Andrew Bishago talks about that in depth. I mean, they were experimenting with time travel. I mean,
long time ago.
Yeah, in the early 1900s, and who knows really, but by now it's been mastered, I'm sure. And you can't travel in space without traveling in time, apparently. You know, as soon as you hit the speed of light, which is, you know, these people aren't using conventional means of travel anyway.
Right.
I mean, some of them are. I think some of the lower level groups might still be using that. Like John Warner, we
compartments. Just... There's compartments, yeah.
We just had John Warner on the show. His father was a Secretary of the Navy. And he said that he's heard, and he's in these circles, these elite circles, and he talks to a lot of these politicians. He heard there's a place in Russia where you, if you had $2 million, you could buy a used UFO. Literally, and you can use it for your private organization to travel from here to China or to the moon. And it might be an older technology, conventional method, but you know, if that's happening under the table, what's happening that, you know, these groups actually know about?
Definitely a lot of information that has been kept from us, but it's amazing too that you guys can even share this and still, like, you know, we're in an age where you know, you're still alive and your show's still on. So that's great.
<'Cause> right. We're blessed. Yeah. 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 Somehow we're not questioning it. You know,
we've had
videos taken down and
But I mean, we were just having that conversation. We don't live in fear of that. Like, some people just quit producing content on YouTube and they quit doing this because they're afraid of getting taken down. Like, we're not afraid of that. Like, whatever happens, happens. We do a clearing. We do put up protection before every episode. We set the intention. We know, we just trust that we're being, you know, divinely guided. So whatever is meant to happen is meant to happen. And we just keep pushing forward.
I appreciate your outlook on that too. And you kind of constantly remind people to not give into fear, and to just, again, like, operating in their own sovereignty and authority. I think it's really great the way that you all model that and that you remind people of that, because some of the content too is hard to hear. Like you were saying, the trauma and everything. And even from my own research, I understand, like, the prime age is like seven, under seven for them to, like, do all of this. And even with the SRA, the SRA stuff, they even start in utero, and then they have a lot of, they use technology, and there's all these, they know when they basically have, these people have all these death experiences and rape experiences and just a crazy amount of trauma. So it's really nice to have that hopeful outlook and to remind people as they get into this information, and especially if they're first awakening and hearing it, that there is a lot of hope. And I like that you also kind of wrap that up in that we are the hope, we are the difference, we are what is changing things. So for people to remember what they can do just by living their best life, kind of too. Can you talk a little bit about so you guys have a lot of themes. There's a lot of themes in the abductions and in who's kind of in these programs, right? It kind of runs in families sometimes, and there's also threads throughout some of your guests' stories that are very similar, depending on kind of the context that that they had in certain programs, right?
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of cross-corroborating evidence, I guess, or information. And if you're talking about, like, families involved, like, somebody that comes up a lot in people's testimony is Michael Aquino. They say you're not even supposed to say his name out loud because it gives him power, but
it's like Voldemort.
Yeah. but he is a common. What?
Go ahead. Sorry. Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
But he's a common thread that we see come up a lot. And he seems to be involved in the satanic end of the abuse and trauma. And apparently, like, he's not even, like, the physical vessel that is Michael Aquino isn't his original soul. Apparently he's being used by other entities, and people have even seen him in, like, a reptilian form and, like, slightly shift. And so these, like, some of these people aren't even who we think they are. They're being used, manipulated, they're puppets, literal puppets, to pull this off. As far as, like, who's involved, like, I don't know. Like, definitely all the three-letter agencies, the CIA plays a huge role in it, in my opinion, more than gets talked about. I don't know why. I feel like I have a lot of, I guess you could say, dream recall, whatever, of, like, CIA type of operations. So it motivates me to, like, research. And I realized, like, everything that the CIA does is everything that the people in the SSP describe. Like, it's like they're the backbone of the entire thing.
Well, we were just talking about this yesterday with John Warner. So the CIA is, like, when they brought all the Nazis over in Project Paperclip,
right?
Well, the CIA was, like, they all went into the CIA, and that was created right after World War II. And like,
yeah, the OSS.
It's a whole bunch of Nazis that created the CIA. When you look into it, like that's a fact. So there's that alone, you know. So you go down that rabbit hole, though, it gets really crazy.
And then the German presence in space, like you can't talk about the SSP without talking about the Germans or the Nazis. I mean, just the Germans in general. And this goes all the way back to the late 1800s. And there's an entire history there that is written about in books, and a lot of people talk about it. But they're definitely involved. And if they were behind the CIA, you know, and obviously, like I said, that gets branched out. And we have the Air Force, the Navy, the Army. I think each one of them has their own version of a program. And according to William Tompkins, like the Navy program started in 1980. And they were using a 20 and back age regression technology. But that doesn't mean that's what Nachtwaffen, the Germans, are using. Apparently, the Germans use clones. They don't use the age regression technology. And they don't do a 20 and back. It can actually, the German program, you can stay longer based on their methodology. So, and then that's just two. I think there's so many, we can't really wrap our head around it, but I definitely understand the CIA is behind most of it, I think, or at least those types of agencies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's the deep state is this big thing, but you can see which organizations they really heavily use or like have infiltrated, at least. And CIA is a very, very big one. NSA also.
Even the FBI.
FBI. I mean, they're in all the three other agencies, but at least over the years, like you can tell certain ones have been at least like what do you call them, the white hats or the alliance, whatever you want to call them, have infiltrated more. Like I think the NSA has been kind of taken over by the, at least you could say the people that have humanity's best interest at heart and aren't in this cult, you know, they call them white hats. They're not perfect, but they're at least that. But the CIA still seems to be heavily deep state controlled, and the FBI as well, as we see what stuff they're doing.
Well, you did an episode on the Luciferian roots of the FBI, did you not?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that there you go. It all ties together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question. And you got the Men in Black, you know, that's another thing, you know, it's more of an ET involvement. But then you have to consider the fact that it's not just humans running the show. Like you said earlier,
it's not
you have a shadow government ET alliance that allegedly was made in like 1890 and 1952 is when or 52 or 54 is when the Greta Treaty was signed by Eisenhower and then the Mitra, the Tall Grays. That's like the official government treaty, but there was a shadow government treaty that was made long before that. And like at the top of the chain, you know, there's literal ETs working within government. And there's even footage of like, sometimes people catch a glimpse of somebody who seems to shapeshift on camera or doesn't look quite human, or they might be extremely tall. And, you know, they're just, I think they're walking among us and we don't even realize it.
I agree with that. And also too, you're absolutely right from what I understand and from the research I've done, you know, the CIA, the FBI, and that makes so much sense too, that it was when the Nazis kind of came over and took over silently, you know, Project Paperclip, Project Gladio, like all of these, just this infiltration basically, because also like in our more recent history, the Nazis were the first ones to trade with the more malevolent ETs, right? So it makes sense that contamination would come that way. And I will just say too, for people, I used to be a person that thought ETs were demons. And I just want to say, maybe if you're kind of getting offended at this information, that maybe you could even pray about it a little bit and kind of seek on your own and find out what you feel is true inside, and maybe do some research, because there are a lot of different ways that we've been kept controlled. And religion, unfortunately, no matter what religion it is, has been one of them. Thank you, gentlemen. We're going to go to one more break and we'll be right back with more of The Revealing after this.
Inflation is out of control. The price of gasoline has doubled in a very short time and interest rates are set to rise. How do you protect and grow your portfolio to make sure that you do not outlive your assets? Invest in annuities that have rate lock. Rate lock is an innovative new feature that allows you to lock in your rate of return at any time during the year to lock in these volatile upswings of the market. And unlike CDs and money market accounts, they accumulate tax deferred and can participate in the upside of market indexes. And they're probate free, and they can provide an income that you can't outlive. With all the different companies, features, indexes, and benefits which annuities offer, it can be confusing to choose which annuity is best for your unique situation. Let a company you can trust help you select a rate lock annuity that's right for you. Add an annuity to your retirement portfolio and start enjoying the many benefits that smart investors love. Call the Cleveland Insurance Group at 844-USA-2024. That's the Cleveland Insurance Group at 844-USA-2024. The Cleveland Insurance Group, 844-USA-2024.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would ensnare this country in ignorance, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today to our digital edition at theepochtimes.com and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. Read the difference in all your devices. We'd love to have you on board.
Welcome back to The Revealing. I'm your host, Siobhan Ayala, and we are on with Tyler and Aaron from Journey to Truth podcast today. And before break, we were just speaking a little bit about how our three-letter agencies have been run and have been used by the deep state, the cabal, fifth column underlying oligarchy, however you want to term that. And with that, I'm going to go back to Tyler and Aaron. But I also just want to throw out there, too, you mentioned, Tyler, just the Luciferian roots of the FBI. And that was my guest that day was Matt Arett, and he and his wife Cynthia Chung have some really great resources that I feel like are at the top rung of this situation, and they kind of follow the actual history of things. And with your all's information and with that information and piecing together, like you said, it's all related. Some of the other truthers out there or some of the other influencers out there, we get a picture of what's been going on. So I just want to encourage people to take all of this information together. And I also appreciate how you all, you know, encourage people to go back to the source and find out the information for themselves too. But with that, I'll go back to you all with.
Oh, he froze. Are you there? Okay. You froze for a second. Yeah. I mean, we were talking about how like everyone thinks a religion promotes like all aliens being demons, and they would love for like the cabal would love for us to believe that because that would just only lend to their narrative. It supports their agenda if we believe like there's no hope and like everything is out to get us, because I don't understand the people that subscribe to that. It's like, well,
how does that make sense?
Right. I guess they're only like seeing God as the only like benevolent source. But
if you believe in angels, and you believe in demons, well, those could just be different terms for ETs.
Right.
Like, you know, in the Bible, like to me, those are just different terms for ETs. And I think ETs are at different dimensions or densities, whatever you want to say. So higher dimensional beings or regressive or negative, higher, you know.
Right.
Still a higher dimension, but they're in the fourth dimension, you know?
Well, I mean, even like Jesus, we won't go too far into this, but like even him at best has to be a hybrid if, you know,
based
on the story we're handed. But going back to the three-letter agencies, and that's a reason I think JFK, well, we know now he was assassinated by the CIA. The documents have been released and no one blinks, no one bats an eye. But from what I understand is he was trying, when he learned about all the different three-letter agencies, it was just right before his presidency is when all of them were being established covertly. And there were like all these private groups. And he saw this and was like, there's no way we can organize this. Let's bundle all these under one three-letter agency. And obviously there were secrets being held within each one. And he was trying to figure out why they didn't want to why they wouldn't cooperate. And obviously he was having meetings with Alan Dulles and MJ-12, and he was learning about the ET aspect of things. So, you know, this was an example of, I guess, the first white hat that would be in a position of power that was trying to really help bring everything together and like show the people what's going on. And we saw what happened there. And ever since then, it's been a very, very strict controlled narrative. And the operations in space and what has been taking place since then is actually unbelievable. Most people would not believe, like, that's why people don't believe in the secret space program. And that's so much disinfo out there to discredit it and make it laughable and make a mockery of it, because it is the biggest secret. If that secret ever gets out, it's game over. Like, their entire foundation crumbles, their house of cards crumble, because that's everything. Like, there is no way anyone can look these people in the eye and give them any authority if they learn the truth about what they've been doing. It's like the greatest criminal act in history that's being covered up.
Yeah. I love the quote. When exposing a crime is treated as a crime, that means you're ruled by criminals. Well, we see that constantly every day. Like, those of us that are awake, that are seeing the crimes against humanity and exposing it, are being attacked and prosecuted and treated as if that's the crime. Like, called an anti-vaxxer and called a crazy conspiracy theorist, when in fact, we're just awake to what's really going on. And so they have to demonize that. They have to attack that because that's the biggest threat. Mm-hmm. Us awakening is the biggest threat. So that's why it's obvious when you understand that, when you look around and you see what's happening, it's like, it's all in your face, you know?
And nobody panics more than a narcissist when they're called out on their bullshit. And it's a world ran by a bunch of narcissists, unfortunately.
Narcissists, sociopaths, psychopaths.
Right.
Yep.
And that's an entirely different topic also, because I just did an interview where I was explaining, like, these sociopaths, narcissists, they're engineered. Like, that's part of the mind control and the mind fracture. And creating these alters, you're creating sociopaths, and they're the ones in power. Like,
yeah,
they're the ones in power. And that's literally because of plausible deniability, that you see these people up there like lying to you through their teeth and like almost ignoring like something they just did or said a week or two ago. And that's because a different version of themselves doesn't even remember that they did that. And it's kind of how they control these people. They can trigger alters and get them to do things, and it's the best way to handle somebody.
Right. And they're trying to make us like them, you know, and breed our empathy and our kindness and wisdom out of the population. They definitely want us weak-minded because that's so much easier to control. And that's how our schools have been put together, our television programming, etc. But can you talk a little bit more about... Okay, so can you touch on My Labs a little bit and how that kind of wraps into this whole thing?
Yeah, so My Lab, I guess my understanding of that would be a military abduction, which is, it's all hand in hand. So there's alien abduction and there's My Lab abduction. And so this is where a lot of people try to claim that all the abductions were done by the military and not ETs. And this is, then it's like ETs or demons, whatever. But the military abduction, I think, well, there's a lot of theories. One is they are abducting people to be used in these programs. And it's these clandestine military groups, usually that use gray ETs as their minions to do their dirty work. And when people have the memory of being abducted, they see the little gray, they think they're on a spaceship when they could really be in an underground base or in a tent set up in the woods. You never know where they're actually being taken. And it's usually a horrific memory. And they want you to have that memory to promote fear. So you're afraid of ETs and you think all ETs are bad. There's a concept of the re-abduction where you're abducted by your star family or you're taken or like they're, you know, working on you, enhancing you, healing you, whatever the case is. Then the military group who is monitoring you will re-abduct you the same night to see what was done, to see if an implant was put in. They want to know why they're interested in you. Mm-hmm. So then... And they'll suppress the memory from the first abduction and leave you with the military abduction. And it really confuses you. So you have these memories that don't make any sense. And they can even put screen memories in of things that never happened. You want to add to that?
I was just going to say they put a screen memory in. So, and a lot of people have found this through getting regressed hypnosis, where they will have this screen. The first thing they that comes out is the screen memory of either grays or some kind of scary ET. And then, but then they go deeper and then they're like, wait, there's another thing here. And that's the real experience they had. But they were what you just said. A lot of times what the secret military does is they re-abduct people that are being abducted to one, figure out what's going on, what they're being abducted for, and what these ETs are, what their agenda is. And then two, to reinforce the fear of it. They don't want us connecting with the benevolent ETs or our star family that are trying to help. That's another one of the biggest threats to the system. So they want us not, either not remembering it, being in fear of it, or demonizing all of it. And they'll put screen memories all the time.
And Max Spears would talk about how these MyLabs, these military abductions, and he called them something else too. He actually has a different name for MyLab, but it's a similar thing. And he said that sometimes they actually weren't traumatizing people, but they were implanting the memory of them being traumatized in their head, because they realized they didn't have to traumatize them. As long as they thought they were traumatized, it had the same effect on the body. And it was part of this grand louche farming operation. And that's scary to think about. So there is an aspect of this stuff where people like might think they were involved in something and they actually weren't. And that we know that technology's there. There's virtual reality simulations we hear people talk about, but I don't think like people hear that and they think it explains everything. I don't think that's the case. So I think that's something they do alongside of the secret space program.
Yeah. A lot of people like to, they find out about one thing and then they just think everything is that one thing. Like you said, the virtual reality, like memory implants. Oh, that means everything's fake and it's all just memory implants. Well, no, there's too much evidence pointing to like all these other things are real. That is real as well, but don't ever like find out about one thing and then you just think, my research is done. That explains everything. And unfortunately, I see that a lot in the community where people just, they find truth behind one thing that's going on. They think that explains everything. Well, most often the answer is all of the above. Like this is all going on and there's layers to this and it's very complex. But you'll never know unless you like actually go down these other rabbit holes and figure these things out.
Well, and some of the people that argue like that there's no space, I'm like,
space is fake.
I just want to like say, read a book, any book. Like there's so much out there that that connects the dots, and there is a trail. Like it's not just going to be laid out for us. We have to connect the dots, and you have to read these books and do research. And like researching now on the internet's really hard to do. So like, you know,
it's getting harder
to do because of, you know,
censorship.
The censorship. But I really recommend, like, we've put out a list of books before for our last conference, all the books we could think of that we've read, you know, pertaining to the secret space program, to give people a place, a starting point. If they don't, you don't want to just listen to these people and take their word for it. Like, read these books, see the information that's being presented, and follow the money. Like, there's a book, Breakaway Civilizations and Covert Ops or something like that. But, and it's a boring read because it has so many details about how this is actually being pulled off financially and how these corporations are all in collusion and what they're doing, where this money is being funneled. Like, it's horrific. It's not like this entertaining book, but if you want evidence, it's there.
It's all there. Yeah.
Yeah. And people don't, you know, they don't want to read stuff like that, or they don't know about stuff like that, or they've already made up their mind and stopped looking.
Yeah.
And thank you, gentlemen. If you could let everyone know where to find you and maybe those books, we are ending the show now, but I'd love to keep you on for like 20 more hours, but if you can let.
The Journey to Truth podcast.com is a
Journey to Truth.
Journey to Truth podcast.com. It's a website that hasn't been updated, but our contact information is on there. You can find us on Instagram, Telegram, Facebook, Twitter again, and then
Rumble,
and then YouTube is our main platform.
Kind of our main, yeah.
If you want to listen to the podcast and see the video podcast, we primarily upload to YouTube and then branch out from there. So if you feel compelled, head over and give us a subscribe or a sub and a follow or like, whatever it is you have to do. and then if you're interested in our upcoming conference, JourneyToTruthCon.com. has all the information about that. That's May 22nd through the 25th in Grafton, Illinois.
Great. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming on. And that's it for The Revealing today. Hope to see you all next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.